on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Billy Joel to start the evening.
Bring it on.
Our guest is watching us. We're dancers, too, just so you know.
Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James. And we have a full house.
We do have a full house. It's fun. I love full houses.
It's Wednesday, February 22nd. And it's cold.
Just before we fall into the next ice age.
I know, right?
Seems like it.
So, before we get started, we were going to have a really serious conversation here this evening, but somebody mentioned new donut shop.
Yeah, so it
takes precedent.
It takes very big precedent.
So we have the Redding Buzz in here.
Redding's getting a new donut shop, and Chico just lost one.
Well, Redding has a new donut shop, and it's Doughboy Donuts, and holy smokes. Let me tell you what, if you want a nice sugary snack in the morning, this is the place to go. They have these maple bars that will... I'm ashamed of what I did to get a maple bar. I'm just going to say that. That's how good the donut was.
What did you do to get a maple bar?
You don't want to know.
I don't want to. I would like to plead the fifth to not incriminate
that
myself.
That cannot go over the airwaves.
On the okay, so new donut. Give us the details. New donut shop.
Mm-hmm. New donut shop. They're, I think they've been open for about a week now. Get there early is the best thing I can say because they are selling out very quickly. It is, man, and I'm such a Heavenly Donut loyalist, so it's kind of tearing me between two camps. But, man, they're so stinking good. I mean, I highly encourage you to get out there and try it.
Is it kind of like Krispy Kreme? Do you remember on Krispy Kreme?
It makes
the lines around the block.
It makes Krispy Kreme look sad compared to these things.
Well, that's why I was saying Krispy Kreme just closed in Chico.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That was like the only Krispy Kreme in the North State.
I don't understand why. But you know what? Here's the thing. Not that there was probably anything wrong. COVID did some weird things to some companies. I don't know, structurally, whatever, but that was the big thing. When you went down to Chico to buy it, they would not, for 2 years, they would not let you in the building to buy anything. You could only do drive-through.
You could only do drive-through.
And people were tired of it. I think, you know what? People want to engage. And so they were...
I want to see the donuts.
I want to taste the donuts.
It was so weird. And, you know, I'd go to the door and they'd look at you and stare at you and then
what
point like this. And it was like, hello? I'm here to buy donuts.
Well, I mean, their whole big thing was that the lights on, come in and get a free hot fresh donut.
Hello, right?
So it's how do you do that?
I think they just did themselves in. Sometimes people are so I don't know what the word is.
I mean, if you really want my opinion,
I mean, I'm trying to be somewhat political here, non-political. I mean, but you know, they just in the know themselves. Out of business.
Yeah. Okay, so this evening we do have we have Redding Buzz. Jason Garrett.
Hi,
Jason.
I don't feel like we're like guests anymore.
No,
you are guests. Don't forget it.
A little threatened there, James.
You are family.
But we have another guest with us this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you introduce yourself. Araceli Gutierrez.
That's right. It's Araceli Gutierrez. And
yeah, that one.
Yes. Born and raised in Revlof.
Born and raised
in Revlof.
That's actually really cool.
I'm a Cali girl.
Yeah. Good for you.
I do marketing consulting. I have my own radio talk show on the weekends. And
what do you talk about?
Everything and anything. Everything and anything. From community events to heart tips on marketing. We just had somebody come and give tips on marketing and how important it is to get out there. To the people.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer your traditional marketing. You know, you have so many steps. You have to hire someone.
It's a very broad landscape when it comes to marketing these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you were born in Revlof?
Born and raised, yes.
And so, I was just talking to her. She's good friends with Kate Grissom, who owns the Enjoy store down there. And she's born and raised, too.
Yeah, she is. Yes, she is.
Did you ever leave? Or have you been there the whole time?
I moved to Redding for a couple of years.
Like anywhere else in the world?
No.
She moved to the big city.
I just been around here. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know what? That, I believe, is the same for Kate. And you know, somebody might think or say that you come from a small town, you haven't been anywhere, you're not with it or educated. But I have to say, Kate is one of the most profound human beings that I've ever met, and she is absolutely brilliant at everything that she does.
She is.
And, you know, she's a hard worker, and she can do anything. So I would venture to say that you're probably in the same vein as she is. So there might
be something
in the water in Red Bluff.
Yeah.
Well, when there is water.
Yeah. I was about to say.
Yeah.
Okay, but you also run? Do you run? Okay, you have many titles. You have lots of things. You're like Krispy Kreme donuts. When you walk in, you go to the menu.
No, I help promote businesses. I think that we, in a local community, small communities, what they like to say, we need to encourage each other and promote each other, whether it's the donut shop, you know, and it's just, I don't know. You guys make me nervous.
I know. Well,
okay,
we understand you're a professional, though, with your own radio.
But, you know, I joined the North State Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm a secretary for them. Mm-hmm. I help promote businesses in the North State. And also the Red Bluff, Tehama County Chamber of Commerce. I'm a board of directors for them. I help promote local businesses in Red Bluff. I like to focus on the Hispanic side because just translating something, referring them to, like, local contractors, internet service, people that I trust that I do business with, it's very important to introduce them.
Well, and it might also have something to do with your Hispanic.
Yeah.
And you speak Spanish.
Yes, I do.
Bilingual.
So why wouldn't you use your God-given tools? To help, right?
Yeah, and I enjoy it. I love it, you know.
So I'm going to ask a third grade question.
Sure.
So if you were born and raised in Red Bluff, when you went to school, was it Spanish speaking or English speaking? What was your first language?
And well, in our home, we had to speak in Spanish, and we went to school. It was just English.
Yeah.
But like when I was little, we didn't have bilingual teachers.
Mm-mm.
You know, so English was the way
you
had to
do it.
Yeah, how to do it. So.
Yeah.
I would say English is my primary language because sometimes I still have to Google stuff.
Yeah.
Or my husband will have to correct me. That's not how you say it. I'm like, okay.
So in your house, you were born and raised in Red Bluff.
Yes.
Your parents, where did they come from?
They immigrated from Guadalajara, Jalisco, from Mexico.
Okay. So they are first generation.
Yes.
Are migrants that came
correct.
In or immigrants.
Yeah. They were actually one of the first ones in Tehama County to move in. So.
Wow.
That's why people like know my parents and they know me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was sitting there when I just said migrants and immigrants, the two different, I mean, same thing, but different in a way. Was it a migrant?
Well, they were immigrants when they first came, and now they live migrated here.
Yeah.
You know, we live here. So.
Well, I just don't know if immigrant is long term, you know, through a process, and migrant is
short term.
Shorter term.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they would have been immigrants if they were here to stay permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I think my thing is, why Red Bluff? I mean, they said we're just going to keep going north and eventually we'll stop.
No, I think it was just literally like it was the work. You know, people come here to work.
Yeah.
And they get less pay because they are immigrants.
Yeah.
You know, they're not treated the same. They pay them less.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't understand, you know, when they're signing
contracts
and all that. So wherever they just come and whoever hires them, they're trusting the person that gives them the job or the employment that it's going
to
be fair.
Yeah.
But if it's enough to pay their stuff in Mexico, if they left a wife or their families, or if they live, as long as it covers their needs, then they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we still hear that, right? People coming from across the border come and work, and then they actually send the money back.
Mm-hmm. They do.
They
do. They're building their homes or, you know,
smart.
Taking care of their family.
The money goes a lot farther.
Yes, it does. I, you know.
I'm like,
50K will get you a mansion.
Yeah.
Literally.
I'm moving to Mexico.
No, I'm just saying in general, right?
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you? I mean, that's the world of migrant workers all over the planet. Quite often, you know, you go somewhere, somebody goes and works and sends money home, and it's banks because it gets it gets them a lot farther than it would if they were all in the same country. Because I mean, I'm sorry, but it's expensive, you know, to be here. So you know, there's always one that sacrifices, or multiple family members that sacrifice, and then they, you know, when they can, they get to go home once in a while. I mean,
it's hard.
It's a hard life. Oh, yeah. It is. I mean.
So you were self-taught bilingual by
parents.
Default.
Yeah. Did your parents say you're going to only speak Spanish in the house?
They did. I remember my parents when I was little, so like, in here you only speak Spanish. Yeah. But it's, when you go to school, they're going to teach you English.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's like, well, yeah.
Well, that's it's a
primary language, though, here in the U.S., you know, so, yeah. But.
It's a blessing.
It is a blessing to be bilingual because.
I have friends that parents are multilingual.
It's the same here, even though it's not as popular as Spanish, but
yeah.
I was born in England.
Okay.
I grew up in Amsterdam, Holland. So at home we spoke English, but as soon as I left the house, spoke Dutch. So I'm bilingual Dutch English.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So you said you're at the North State Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
So I'll show you how short-sighted I am. And somebody else just called me and said, we didn't even know there was a North State Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
It just started. We started taking memberships January of this year. So,
there you go.
I don't feel that bad. No. Yeah, okay.
You know, and it's just, you know, getting the right people together and structuring everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's going to be doing memberships? Who's going to be visiting the businesses? Who's going to be going when these grants come, walking into those businesses and people
all of that
trust.
James is going to do.
You know, and it's very important to have someone that the community knows and trusts because what happened, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you get people will say, oh, yeah, I'm going to help you do your business. And it's
nothing.
Like nothing gets done. You know, mm-hmm. I've had clients where they're like, they've ran their business and now they're like, what's a seller's permit? I'm like, well, you had a business, you don't have a seller's permit, but you're selling? Like, and then I'm like, who'd you go to? And then it's sad to know that some of these people are still in business that have misguided them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why people don't
like
me.
I see a little anger there.
Because, because, you know, that's what builds their dream and their foundation for their business. When you get stuck in a situation like that, now they have to pay back taxes. I mean, how is that going to affect them now?
Well, the whole process of not being told how to run a business, they may not even know how to do it in Mexico just because it's business, right?
Yeah.
And you have to learn. So how much more difficult would it be to try to learn something in another country if you have difficulties with communication, right? And just like that, I mean, how many of them know that they're going to have to collect sales tax and do it if they're going to be set up quarterly or, you know, all those kind of things? And what makes me kind of a little bit upset, too, is why wouldn't somebody want to help them? Because at that point, you know, people complain a lot of people complain about illegal immigrants or migrants or whatever and having jobs and they're taking jobs and they're doing this. But help them to do it so it's correct, because then what they're doing is they're helping the system.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
They are working legitimately as everybody else that works in this country does.
And
I mean,
right
that's
now,
what you
yeah.
want.
Yeah. And, you know, we reached out to the city of Reading. I reached out to the Anderson, City Anderson, and the City Hall Department. And then I went to Corning and I said, hey, let's break that chain.
Yeah.
Don't send them by themselves. Like, I will volunteer sometime to help them do it, because it's very important for them to understand those laws and, you know, it's their business. And it's just like they need guidance and direction. And if we can help in whatever way we can, you know, it'll be better.
Tell you what, we're going to take our first 2-minute break.
Yeah.
And then when we come back, I want to talk more about the Hispanic community at large.
Oh, for sure.
Here in the North State. Right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
You don't know Santana?
No. I don't know music at all.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll give you that, because I was going
to
say.
For Garrett, we need to stick to the Minions.
Pokemon.
Oh, God, no.
Santana's one of the biggest in the world. Little interesting caveat. In Red Bluff, there is a young lady, and I'm drawing a blank right now because I was busy.
Heather Vine.
Yes, thank you very much. Another rock star in Red Bluff, Heather Vine, who is an artist. And she does album covers for Santana.
Wow.
So, yeah, cool. Red Bluff's the thing, I'm
Red
telling
Bluff's
you.
Red Bluff's the place to be, apparently. Nice. Apparently, it's the place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Reading Buzz crew in here. Jason's busy, what are you, live streaming, doing shows, whatever you're doing?
Entry. Isn't that, if you cannot function and produce and run a radio show, and be publishing on social media at the same time, you're worthless.
Pretty much. And we have Araceli Gutierrez with us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
North State Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
So, and director of...
And director of...
Tehama County.
Tehama County.
So, this is going to... I'm going to ask another third grade question. So, the Hispanic community at large in the North State... Vibrant, non-vibrant business community?
I think that they bring a lot to, and they're going to be bringing more to that community.
But
very
it's,
vibrant.
It is vibrant, right?
Yes.
I always view the Hispanic community as a little under the radar, but then once you peel back the layers, it's massive. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, you just, we're here. It's just that I think it's just connecting us to the correct people so you can see how strong we are.
What do you think population-wise in the greater Northern California, like, you know, north of Sacramento and stuff that...
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm just curious.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I don't know that anybody has...
I used to have the numbers.
You can lie to us.
A couple
years we don't know.
I was going to say.
But I mean...
Census.
Well,
oh,
you know,
well, it's interesting because, you know, we do have a lot of, you know, construction, agriculture, all kinds of things. So, obviously, you know, there would be a population. I grew up partly in Visalia in the San Joaquin Valley. And so where I lived, my high school probably had, I don't know, 7,000 students, and probably over 50% of them were Hispanic. In our city, you know, in Visalia now, I would say that, you know, anything other than Hispanic is the minority. And so... You know, I can imagine that it can be big numbers, right? I mean, California in general has made a huge shifts in demographics as far as people that are from Mexico and, you know, other parts of South America that have come across. So I'm just curious what Northern California, if there was anything that you knew off the cuff.
I can guarantee you that, you know, right now they say, like, I think they said it was like, what, 12 or 14% was in Reading.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, I would say more like 25%. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I was gonna just guess 12% maybe, but I have no clue.
Yeah.
So when I think of Hispanic, like a Hispanic business, right?
Okay.
Hispanic run business. The thing that comes to mind is family run business, like family centric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
we take La Cabana across the street, right?
Yeah.
Whole thing's family.
Wonderful restaurant.
They were.
Yeah, I'm like, now I'm hungry.
Yeah, wonderful
well,
place to eat.
This is a food show, right?
Kind of.
Yes.
Is it like that across the board, even here?
Oh, yeah. Family-owned businesses.
For sure.
Even the stores, the meat market, mm-hmm. you know, they're run within the family.
Wow.
Would you say the Hispanic community up in the North State has geared towards specific types of businesses and you know, like a narrow window, or is it across the board? For example, one could say, well, you know, a low-hanging fruit, easy pick would be Mexican restaurants, right? But I'm assuming there's plenty of other industries.
Oh, yes.
That are
especially
prevalent.
Like fashion. You know, it's huge for especially Hispanic women. Like we want to be the best dressed. We want, you know, like what is coming out. You know, a lot of times the consumers, us consumers, we'll get orders. If my sister, my dad goes to Mexico. Oh, I want this. Get it. I know you can get it in Mexico. They're going to get it. Here, you can't get it.
Oh,
interesting.
You know, but
I was going to say, let me know when they go. I need a lot of different medication.
You know? Yeah, and that too. They'll be like, hey, make sure you get my medication.
Right. Like, get my medicine.
And they're like, where's my tequila? Where's tequila?
Isn't that considered medicine too?
Yes, it is. You know, but
I
think that it's just, you know, we could have more of that. Yeah. If businesses have someone to help them in how it all works, you know, a lot of businesses start a business and put it on their child's name or their aunt or their uncle or the brother, right? Because they don't understand that if you're here legally, you can get an I-10, start a business.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a valid social security number.
Mm-hmm.
But people tell them and scare them like, oh, you can have one because
this and this.
So then they end up getting ripped off, you know, and I think that that's where we stand with the chambers is guiding them, directing them, and helping out fill out the form.
Well, I think that's something that we are told in general, like these are the forms you fill out and this is the way
you're supposed
to do it. But then when you you know,
I'd say even me.
Yeah,
I can't figure it out.
You know, in our case, right?
Yeah.
Just looking at some of the other options, you realize that, you know, industries and companies a lot bigger than ours don't do it the way we do it.
Right.
I wonder why they file.
Well, and I think also the right thing would be is also at some point to help with diversity of businesses, right? Like, I mean, I'm sorry, there are going to be people probably that lose their mind by me saying this, but there are stereotypes that certain people or ethnic backgrounds do follow. I mean, it just seems to be that way. Like, you know, you think of Mexican immigrants coming over, and a lot of times they're doing Mexican restaurants or things that, you know, you just kind of think, which they are, and that's okay. It's not a stereotype. It just is because that's what they know works, right?
Yeah.
I have a lot of Indian friends, and they have convenience stores and hotels, and right, because they have family members that have learned
that business,
that system, and they work by family, and it's all smart. I mean, we some people look at it as a negative, and I don't. I look at it as, you know what? They figured something out and how to work it, and so they're using that to their best advantage. However, it would be nice if that could be broadened, right? Where you could say, hey, you know what? You can do other things than these things, right? And still have the family involvement and all that kind of stuff. But I think that's, you know, you take the path of less resistance, or you take the path where it's already been, you know, walked by somebody in front of you. And so the system just stays the way it is.
Yeah.
I think you go somewhere where you trust somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But perfect example, if you go to Visalia, some of the wealthiest families in the San Joaquin Valley are Hispanic families, and they have learned to become entrepreneurs and business owners across every aspect of industry. They're, you know, chicken farmers and dairies. They have farms. They have construction companies. Yeah. They have, you know, they have, I mean,
landscaping,
you know, and people talk about integration and assimilation or whatever, right? It's like they've become more,
assimilated than we have.
Yeah, like they've all of a sudden now they've the cream has risen and there they are, right? And you drive by these neighborhoods and you're like, oh, there's where Mr. Gutierrez lives, right? And it's this gigantic mansion, right? And he owns, yeah, he owns all these really incredible nut farms or cotton, yeah. You know, it's so, it just also depends on where you are, yeah. Right? Like, so Northern California, I think a lot has a, you know, doesn't have the diversity that it does, say, down in an area where, you know,
right.
Hispanic workers have been there for a long time and then just become part of the everyday
life.
Yeah.
Where it's accepted.
Yeah.
Very well said, James. I think we need to put that on a, like a
postcard.
One of those postcard things. Motivational speeches.
Just a poster.
Garrett's almost sleeping. Yeah. Jason's left.
Hey, we've been working hard.
Great. All right. Let's take our second 2 minute break.
Ooh, yeah, can you push?
No, not this.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Jason, you've been very quiet.
I know I've been quiet.
You know, normally we don't get a word
but
in
listen, anyway. Cyndi Lauper just woke him up. So
yeah, that was my song. No.
Girl wants to
Jason
have fun.
Jason just wants to have fun.
So we just had Kate Bush and Cyndi Lauper, and like, I feel like I'm 9 again.
Mm-hmm. This is my wheelhouse. This is where I was. Good times during
good
all these
times.
Times.
Good yeah. times.
I wasn't even here.
I know.
Yeah. Does that mean a good time?
Yeah. You weren't even a thought.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Good evening. It's cold, man. It's cold.
Are you cold in here right now?
No, but, you know, I ordered.
I can turn the heater on.
Move to Reading, they said. The hot, they said.
It is hot. Well, it will get hot.
Yeah, last year we were saying it was hot.
You know. Say, be careful what you wish for.
But apparently it's going to snow tomorrow, maybe. Maybe.
We got some flurries at the office this afternoon.
Really? We're still in winter.
Yeah. So.
And I hear people go, oh, Snowmageddon. Let's have Snowmageddon on again, like 2019.
Yeah. No.
That was, I had fun that with that.
That was fun. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was fun. That
people died, James.
Oh,
that wasn't very pleasant.
No, I didn't know that.
No. That's when I learned the hard way that two-wheel drive does not work in snow.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they're 2 inches off the ground.
Yeah, yeah. They're saying, like, what, 6 to 14 inches here? I mean, whatever.
Reading?
Saying 6 to 14 inches, minimum 6. But I won't believe it until I see it. I mean, you know.
I thought this was all a joke.
My friends in Willow Creek just sent me some pictures today, and it's
snowing. I know Wairika got hit hard. Weaverville's getting hit right now. I know they've been telling people up on, like, Donner Pass, which, of course, that's south from here. They're thinking about closing
the
highways.
There are some roads that have actually already been closed. I know that.
I think they're predicting, like,
one of our magazine deliveries guys came from Weaverville today and picked up magazines, and he said that it's been snowing there, so.
Because you would hit the brakes on the top of the hill and just slide all the way into Reading.
Which is really cool, and then he turned me on to a web press paper printer in Samoa. It's right there. They're one of the few in Northern California that still do paper press printing. Mm-hmm. Reached out to them.
Eureka? Huh? In Humboldt.
Yeah, Humboldt.
In Humboldt.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that would be really great because I've been, I'm struggling to find. And you go over there, and Connie, one of our salespeople, has a house over there. So it'll be great to be able to pick stuff up and bring it back.
Reading Buzz is wanting to go that way.
Araceli, do you travel a lot through the North State?
Why?
She's like, she's one of those.
Right now. No,
I don't want to be
do
tracked.
Do not look in the trunk of her car.
If I do, the furthest it would be Oregon to visit my cousin.
Yeah, well, that's good.
That's traveling.
That's traveling.
So you really are local. You really are local.
Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, that's vacation.
Right now.
That's vacation. See, those are vacations.
Now we see where it's coming
exactly.
out. Her destination choices are like, if it happened there, it stays there.
Pretty much.
So we just kind of did our soft launch of the Shasta County Chamber, and we're getting our feet wet. Had a lot of people reach out.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Great input.
Exciting.
And hence the reason why you're here, because as a Shasta County Chamber of Commerce as a whole, we really are, trying to do our due diligence with the other community members, other chambers for that matter. We really want to be partners.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to showcase, highlight,
uplift,
direct. So,
if
we get somebody that comes to us and it's not a perfect match, then we can say, hey, this is where you need to be.
Right.
So,
of course.
But working with the Hispanic community is something that we want to expand on.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there are people here that could use those services.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's only good. Right.
Well, I don't think Jolly Good's gonna be a good handshake there in the door. They kind of look at you and go, where are you from?
Jolly Good, mate.
I'm sorry. It's one of my taglines. Jolly Good, sorry.
Well, I mean, I say howdy.
Hey, you hang around Nigel long enough, you're gonna get the Jolly Good.
See, you say Jolly
hey,
Good
you know,
and you
mate,
say
you know,
howdy.
Spot
so
on.
What would be a, I don't know.
No, come on, James.
The word I'm looking for, like a colloquialism that you could
yours,
say that
well, yours,
Hispanic.
Yours requires a 7-second delay.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say.
I don't know if there's like little sayings in Spanish.
Maybe
that's why.
Si se puede. That would say si se puede.
Okay.
So what is that? That's not a customer.
Like, yes, we can.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes, that's right. I know that.
Yeah.
I saw that when Jill Biden said it, and it was horrible.
Because
she couldn't say it. When she said did somebody cut off your tongue? What's wrong with you?
Obviously, they say it because they want to, this is something that is a slogan for us.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So they, want to fit in. We're like,
yeah. I'm going to have him pull it up in the studio so you can hear it. It's awful. I don't know if you saw that clip when she said it.
No, I didn't, but I'm going to now look.
God bless her heart.
It was so bad, I thought, oh, Lord.
Effort.
For anybody. I mean, even not to politicize it. But
no,
it's like, you shouldn't open your mouth if you can't pronounce it at least close.
Right.
Right? Like, it was so bad. I was like, I don't even think the Spanish speakers knew what she said.
you guys,
I understand what you're saying, Jason, because it's like I was saying gyro for the longest time, and somebody
corrected
me. It was euro, yeah. But I didn't know that. It's like, to me, it looks like gyro to me when I was doing Anthony's Greek cuisine over there on Eureka.
Yeah, most Americans say
gyro the whole time.
I'll take a gyro, and I'm like,
gyro.
Mispronunciation's okay, but it's when you're just plain.
Come on, spit it out.
Ignorant,
dumb. I suppose. I did a shout out this week at at a Wintour Gardens. Yeah, Wintour Gardens. I was like, oh, do you guys have any cantaloupe trees? And she looked at me and she goes, cantaloupes don't grow on trees. I was like, they don't? She goes, yes, they grow on the ground.
They're a vine, like a
watermelon.
They're
a vine. You,
I was like, I even knew that.
I'm not a farmer.
And you're from Texas.
I'm from Texas. I grew up on a ranch. Like, we didn't have cantaloupes. Cows.
What a beautiful strawberry tree.
Wait, you're telling me strawberries don't grow on a tree?
No.
Oh, Lord.
I'm still waiting for the bacon tree.
I am.
I want to ask a serious question.
Here we go. Let's bring it all down again.
Seven seconds.
So, over the last couple, when, you know, we were all poodling along doing our thing, right? 2019, beginning of 2020, and then all of a sudden, boom, somebody said virus, boom.
I can assure you for those 2 years, I did no poodling.
Well, before that.
Okay. You know,
let her answer the question. Let me give the question out.
We were just all minding our own business.
Right.
Fine. And then this little thing called COVID came along, and, you know, it kind of threw a wrench in some of the plans, right?
Everything on earth.
Everything,
So over the last 3 years, we had a lot of people move out.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And we had a whole new crop move in.
Yeah.
Right? So we've seen that in James and in Joy Store. And
lots of city bushes moved in.
Yeah.
So we've had a whole slew of new people move in.
Yeah.
Is that the same within the Hispanic community? When COVID hit, within the Hispanic community, you know, if some said, you know what, see ya, we're out.
Some have returned to Mexico. Mm-hmm. They're like,
I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, I'm just going to get out of here. You know,
goodbye.
There's no work.
Mm. Well, yeah.
Nobody could work.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
You know, some of the businesses that they had, some of them did shut down.
Yeah.
Or they went to work for their family members.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of them started their own construction businesses because they didn't know that they can. You can be a contractor and not be here legally.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you want to be a roofer? I can help you with that.
Also,
hey, you want to take this? Here's what you do. Here's where you go. Do this. Do that.
Mm. And also essential.
But one of the things I appreciated about our community up here was that even though everything was locked down, you know, you knew from other people where you could go.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm still getting my hair done.
Yeah. It might be in the garage somewhere, Redding, but I'm still getting my hair done.
Redding became a speakeasy for the world.
Shasta County, yeah, that's true.
You had to be careful who you talk to, though.
Yeah.
And then
you're like,
I think Enjoy started their booze to go.
Yeah.
In a can.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes,
those
we did.
Good. I got my mimosas to go.
There you go.
There you go.
Oh yeah, fill me up.
Sorry, but in your community too, you had a lot of people. You had quite a few people move up here or move in.
Move in, yes.
And did when they went back? If you the ones that went back to Mexico, because I didn't obviously track and follow everywhere. Was Mexico pretty lenient during the pandemic, as far as, or were they very heavy-handed in regards to sequestering and keeping people at home and masks and all that stuff?
They were more like, you know, cover, like not going out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess connected more with their families.
Yeah, I was going to say, could you imagine living in a culture where it's like family's everything and then some of them tell you can't see your family?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go see my grandma. Uh-huh. I mean, like, even as it was my grandma's birthday and we celebrate her every year and then COVID hit, I'm like, well, we're going to go do a parade. We all decorated our cars. We went down that street, like 15 cars, trucks. And I'm sure the neighbors were like,
okay,
what the fuck? Here are a bunch of Mexicans and doing a parade during COVID. Like, we didn't go to my grandma. My grandma was happy. We all just gave her balloons. We drove by and we're like, but she didn't really understand.
Could you imagine knowing turning 16, turning 16 during those 2 years for
graduating
stuff? I mean, how horrible would that be?
You know, the priest stopped doing the mass, giving classes. You cannot have a quinceañera. You can't baptize. You can't, know, and it's
nothing.
Like,
it was awesome.
Well, you know, I have to say though, now that it's back open and church is all and all that up and going, the classes are now traditional. So if you want to do your confirmation, you have to do 2 years. If you want to do Holy Communion, you have to go for 2 years.
Yeah.
And if you miss a certain amount of sessions, you get to start all over.
Yeah. Well, I was
so
just
during
sharing.
COVID, yeah. you didn't do COVID?
I wasn't. No, I was bad.
I was bad.
You just rubber stamped everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
I was sharing at break that one of my nephews, who's my godson, Giorgio, and his sister, were baptized, and all my nieces and nephews have all been baptized at the Catholic Church, the mission down in Monterey, and it's very hard to get to do that because it is a public venue. People come from all over the world, and so they shut it down for two baptisms every so often. And so to do that, lots of change there too. So when we were told that we were godparents and that we were going to be there for the baptism, my wife and I had to go through a catechism, and I mean it was forever online with an actual.
Yeah, it's a classes.
It's classes, yeah. Just to become a godparent and actually enter the facility.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you pass the course?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I was born and raised Catholic for a long time, so it just was like riding a bike.
I thought
right?
You looked familiar.
I had to build up my thigh muscles to do all my genuflecting and all that stuff. You know? But what was interesting was they also had made changes where it's like. They charge a lot more for things because the holy water has to be obviously blessed, right?
Yeah.
But they had to do it so frequently because they didn't want people's hands and people because of COVID. I mean, early on, right?
Yeah.
So they were doing it in bulk.
Oh, yeah. They were like 10 people standing over their kids. Okay, you who's next? Throwing water.
Yeah, it was funny.
So tell you what, Pope. James.
Yes.
We're going to take our last break, and then when we come back, I want to talk food.
Let's all
talk
right.
Food. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. You
know, our forte.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
we'll be right back.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher priced homes sell differently than medium priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
I was going to say, was that an EMP?
And we're back at Evening in Northern California, Nigel and James, full house of friends here. By the way, did you guys notice that the UFOs, they came and went? Like,
oh, they're coming back.
Yeah, they're coming back.
They're coming back.
There's a nothing burger.
I think what happened was...
They're going to pick up Garrett.
Oh, good luck with that. It would take a lot to pick me up.
They went behind the moon to shield themselves from the big, gigantic
I think he's behind the
solar blast that we're experiencing.
I think they overplayed
the I'm going to be very honest. I think the aliens, they came, they saw, and they said, we don't want any part of this. We're going home.
I think the aliens came.
No, they were doing to account to see if there's enough of us to enslave us and take us away to work.
I think the aliens came, and we all said, yeah, you know what? Kind of done with that.
What else do you have?
Like, is that it?
They're like, you are not impressed?
We've been on sensory overload for the last 3 years with all the stuff that's happened in succession, and now some aliens show up.
They just said,
like,
they're a train wreck. Just let them burn themselves out.
No pun intended about what's happening in Ohio.
Right.
Okay, so here we are. Very important. So we do get a lot of, this is very important.
No, James is getting a call. It might be important.
Yeah. It says spam risk.
Yeah.
Spam risk.
Spam means somebody, food.
There you go.
That translates to somebody wants money
like
from
spam.
Me.
So we do have a lot of new visitors into the North State, and they listen, funny enough.
Wow.
And of course, they all want to know really good places to go eat, right? And the Reading Buzz Crew is, you know, that's what you're all about.
We kind of eat for a living, right? Right.
That's always a hard question because my thing is, what wheelhouse, what genre are we in? Are we in American barbecue? Are we into Korean food, Thai food, Japanese food, Italian foods?
Okay.
Sure. Some of your favorite places.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite places. Somebody comes to you and says, hey, we're really hungry. They pull off I-5 and Red Bluff, and they see you, you know, sitting around. And they go, oi, psst, give us a couple places to eat.
Oi,
psst.
It's me.
You say,
I would say, if it's a Sunday, they have a goat hangover, go to La Corona, Menudo. If they're really hungover, go to Alcatraz and get a Siete Mares. It's also called Vuelve a la Vida, means coming back to life, because it has it's seafood, but it's got all of, like, the vitamins. It literally will wake you up and cover you up.
I'm going to send you a text when that happens.
All right. Okay.
If you want a good drink,
if you want a good drink and some nice appetizers, I like their carnitas nachos, and they have a drink, a specialty drink called Chingona. So definitely go visit Guadalajara's in Red Bluff.
Well, where did the specialty drink come about?
You know, I went in there. Yeah, stressful day.
We're tired of bringing drink after drink after drink after drink, so we're just going to make one.
And, you know, I tell the lady, you know, she's like, she knows me. She's a friend of mine. She's like, hey, what do you need, girl? I'm like, you tell your husband to make me something strong, something chingon. Chingon means, something badass. And then they had like this big, large glass. I look like a margarita glass, and they literally brought it to me to my table. And I'm like, here's your chingona. And I'm all gosh, I'm so going to promote this. I'm all like.
And you're like, can you bring a ladder?
I'm all like, can I get extra straws? And I'm like, no, if you drink this, it'll be your drink. I'm like, all right. So literally five margarita glasses into this big margarita.
My God.
So you actually remember drinking?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, then it wasn't very good, was it?
No.
Did you remember?
So, James, Garrett, some of the new places opening up.
Yeah, James, tell us.
Jason.
I'm looking like, is there another?
James? It's been a long week.
I'm like, should I respond? Is there another James? Who else?
Well, I kind of plugged him early in
you
the show,
me,
but
Jaime.
Doughboy Donuts.
Doughboy Donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell everybody where they're at sat.
Over on Lake Boulevard. So go check them out over at Lake Boulevard.
You know what? This is probably the 10th show, and I've asked you, and you have not come and delivered any information on what this place is over here on Eureka Way. This little thing that's being built with the drive-thru.
That's a Starbucks.
Well, it keeps changing. So,
well, I've heard everything from Starbucks.
Well, are you talking about the gas
station? No. Yeah, by the gas station.
That's a Starbucks drive-thru.
It's gonna be
know that. 100% true.
Yeah. Just a little Starbucks.
Yeah.
Just a little drive-thru Starbucks.
No,
I did a
going
shout-out
in.
Last week.
Yep.
And then I'm going to go get Yeah.
It was supposed to be something else, and then that fell through, and then Starbucks said, hey, we'll get it, because we've got, eight Starbucks here in Reading, like, we need another one.
Well, but we don't have any one downtown. We used to have two. We used to have the one right here and over there, and
they
didn't have any drive-thrus, so they closed them all.
But you have so much
places to get. And then right down the street is the Fat Straw. That's really good, too.
Well, and you know what? Just across the street, we just received our coffee roaster. So we're in the coffee business.
Well, you were supposed to let me know.
I will. Well, I just had to make sure it turned on and, and everything's coming out all right.
We go over there and do a shout out.
Before I bring the big J over to do that.
Bring it down.
So we did the math the other day. So James has a brand new coffee roaster.
Oh, yeah.
And we did the math that we would have to drink one $5 drink every day for 163 years to pay for the machine, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
And that's all I plan on doing is selling one a day.
See, I'll come by the
Okay, any other new
Yeah, Rosé. The restaurant on the corner used to be Shameless, right? So that's kicking in. That the kickoff's up opening Friday.
It's called Rosé.
Rosé. It's going to be kicking off Friday. In the evening time, soft opening.
So, it's a restaurant?
But Sang owns the Fusion Lounge, mm-hmm. and he owns that one, and he also owns Raw.
Yeah.
So he's doing really good. He's doing really good with that, but it's going to be really good. I took pictures today inside. It's really good.
We have to wait to post, though.
So he, Sang owns Raw and Fusion.
Fusion, yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then this one.
So what's this one going to be about?
It's going to be kind of a up-style boutique dance.
Were you trying to say chic?
Yeah, chic.
Or because you said chick, and I was like, chic, so are we going to have poles? Chic. What's going on?
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of those. Yeah, it's going to be like a nightclub type thing, but club dancing. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Hopefully, they make it where you get to dress up. Because
I'm
tired.
I'm going to bust out my heels.
Oh my Lord!
No, they have the background. It's pretty amazing. They have the background for all the great pictures. It's going to be really good. They're going to do good there.
Shame that Shameless is gone. I liked Shameless.
Well, Shameless now the big event was always St. Patty's Day.
Yeah,
right there. But now that's moving over to Cicada. They're going to have two of the Jefferson bagpipes coming in twice.
Whatever
on
happened
17th.
To the space right next to Shameless? I thought that was supposed to become like a.
That's kind of on the DL right now.
Hippie lounge.
It's going to be. It's going to be a rumor has it post.
Yeah, definitely a rumor has it.
Yeah, Reading Buzz rumor has it.
It's been a rumor for a long time.
Yeah. And then I kicked off mornings with Buzz, and it went really good. So I'm going to start drinking a lot of coffee. If you're open at 6, I'd be in there. Just go in there. And
I'll
just
open
like,
at 6 just for you.
No, the change.
You got to promise to buy that many coffee that many times. Yeah.
Give the daily skinny on that.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, but so things are going really good with Reading Buzz, right?
Yeah.
You guys are buzzing right along. You got a new office.
Loving the office. Finally getting some pictures hung up.
Refrigerator.
We're getting good.
Refrigerator.
Might be expanding the team here again pretty soon. So.
Hey, I just saw another. Yeah. I just saw a blast a little while ago. Yvonne sent me something on the Lemon V.
Ooh.
Yeah, some packaging. Style
okay.
stuff again.
Okay,
so
yeah, that's good.
I don't know if you've gotten anything, but I'm seeing stuff.
Mm-hmm. We start tasting.
Do you?
Soon. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
The vodka, Buzz Vodka.
Yeah, I didn't know if
530
you could,
vodka.
I didn't know if you could say it, so I didn't. That's why I was like trying to do code.
Okay.
Well, 7 seconds.
Well, hey, if we have an alcohol now, we have to. If you've got a drink named after you, we need a drink named after us.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be wine. Like, it's gonna be wine. Like,
so
wine.
So Reading Buzz is doing a vodka, lemon vodka, their own vodka. So we can make another drink for you.
It has to be sophisticated wine.
Oh my!
And I already have a logo.
Dang! Jeez.
Are you going to do all the grape stomping in your heels?
No. I'll have to hire someone.
Oh, man. Garrett's available.
Yeah.
I got boots. I'll wear, as long as I wear my boots.
Okay.
It'll be fun.
Wear your heels.
I don't own heels.
Let's end this with something. Well, 2 more minutes. But I'm going to make a semi-serious public announcement because it caught me off guard.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to name any names.
I'll do that.
Yeah. I know you're but if you're a parent of teenagers.
Oh, gosh.
Because I fell for this, and I shouldn't have. Almost fell for it. But if you're a parent of teenagers, double-check and see who they're communicating with online.
Believe me, that's true.
Because we had a little situation here over the last week, and even though my little senses were going off, didn't quite put it together, and then all of a sudden, boom. And it's real.
Ding dong, somebody showed up at the door. Yeah. No, I don't know.
No, but it's
I don't know what he's talking about, really. Yeah.
It's serious. This
like all my nightmares come true.
You know, it's true.
Stranger danger.
My son likes to play Fortnite and
video games,
all that stuff live. Yeah. So I think it was my niece and my daughter messaged my son out of a new number that she had just gotten, a new cell phone. And
we just got a light behind you. Go for it. The light tells us we're getting close to
the
end.
So pretty much they texted him and be like, hey, what's your address? Can you send me some Rubik's? Blah, 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 blah. And he did. So, went, knocked, and scared the crap out of him.
So anyway.
Learned.
Trust your,
parental
guidance. It's okay to get in your kid's grill and figure out what's going
on. Ask questions.
See ya.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.